King of glory, Father, I ask you from your throne above to look down upon your children this morning. Father, Lord, is there anything that is in their life, oh God, that requires your attention? Let there be urgent attention in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, your word as it come forth, oh Lord, this morning. Father, Lord, as many, oh God, Father, as I hear, let your word speak into their life. Yes. Let it speak into their situation. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. And at the end, oh Lord, Father, take all the glory. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yes. I want us to take a prayer before we sit down. When I was in Nigeria, I heard of a brother who dreamt of somebody using a piece of his cloth. And every time in his dream, the person will come to his house with a piece of cloth. And once he uses the cloth to touch the door will open. And the person will walk in. Some of you may think that this is not possible. Every time, and as soon as the man goes out, one calamity will strike or the other. And it was repeatedly until he has to run to his pastor and they pray. And they broke whatever was the connection. Remember, the man was using the brother's piece of cloth. So which means that man had the property, the possession of that brother in his hand. There are two prayer points I want us to take together. Jesus told his disciples, when he was preparing to round up, he said, the devil came and did what? Find nothing in me. It is either your property is with the kingdom of darkness or you are holding their own property. If you are holding the property of the devil, where your treasure is, so the devil must always come back. And the property of the devil, there are so many. Anger, unforgiveness, lie, deceitfulness, all those kind of things that, you know, we put together and call sin. They are his property. And so when it is in you, he will always come. And it is not a matter of whether you want to give him access or not. He's just merely coming to say, please, I come to God. And when he comes, he can decide to say, you can still keep it. I will be back again. I want us to pray. It doesn't matter whether it is your own property that the enemy is holding and is using that to gain access into your life or your family. Or you are still holding on to devil's property that today, Lord God Almighty, let those things catch fire in the mighty name. Amen. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, brethren. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice, brethren. In the name of Jesus. 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 Mari Moshe Kiri Baba Baba Rinde Suru Moshe Kiri Baba Indiri Baba Baba Sara Moshe Kiri Bubu Nabu Siri Baba Baba Siri Moshe Kiri Baba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Whatever that represents a connection between you and the kingdom of darkness, whether lawfully or unlawfully, this morning we separate you in the mighty name of Jesus. And wherever, in whatever form those connections have been established, we ask that the power in the blood of Jesus will destroy it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we have a seat, please? God bless you. And I rejoice with every one of us for today. Every time we have opportunity to be in his presence, it's a day of rejoicing, it's a day of celebration. There are those who would have loved to be in his presence today, like the pastor told us about some servants of God who went on God's own mission and did not return. I pray concerning you, because the Lord God will always go before you.
Amen.
You will not go on a journey of no return in the name of Jesus. The King of Glory, who said that I will make crooked ways straight. It does not matter what kind of way, what type of way the enemy has set ahead of you. Our God will go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. This morning, with the time available to us, I am just going to encourage us on the topic that is here. God has made the provision.
Amen.
Our God has made the provision. It does not matter what you think you need. It does not matter what you are even hoping for now. Your expectation, those things that you think that must come to you, you must acquire, you must possess. Do you know that before you were born, our God has already made the provision ahead of time? He has already provided for everything. Because he's a God of purpose. When you are born and he said that, I know you and have ordained you for a particular purpose, he has lined up all that you require and you need. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Can somebody just read briefly? Verses 1 to 3. Genesis 1, 1 to 3. Quickly.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Thank you, my sister. Can you go to Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 6? Revelation 12, 1 to 6.
Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 then on his heads. His tail drew a cord of stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Amen. Thank you very much, sister. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, talks about God made the heavens and the earth. Everything. God made the heavens and the earth. And verse 2 was talking about something that happened. Genesis verse 2. Good morning at the back. Technical good morning. Genesis 1 verse 2. Thank you. And the Bible said, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. But verse 1 says what? Verse 1. And verse 2. Verse 2.
And
The voidness, the darkness was as a result of God's judgment. God's judgment, remember what where we read in Revelation, chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. Something happened there in heaven. Somebody was cast out. And where he was going, he went with one third. The devil was cast down to the earth and came with one third of the angels. How will the earth be peaceful with that? But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God now decided to restore order. The Bible tells us that, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. That was the beginning of restoration of order back to the earth. Remember, it is when God has done this, restored order, form, back to the earth, that he now started to create living things, non-living and living things. After he has restored the order, after he has brought back form, he started creating things. And among all those he created, the most important work of God's creation was in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. You and I. And God created man. And what God did was he restored order. And he restored form, stability, light, and created man. And at that point, our God now decided to make all the provision available to man. Everything was available. But the three key things that the Lord God Almighty made available, when you look at Genesis 1, 26 to 31, the three key things that God made available to man were authority, power, and dominion. Authority, power, and dominion. I believe you know that you can have power and don't have authority. And if you don't have authority to back your power, with your power, somebody who is as weak as anything will use his authority to deal with you. The mayor in the New York, and mayor in your place, are they the strongest people in town? But man can sit in his office and do something and send police, say, go and pick him. There is one boxer, is it Tyson? Tyson has muscle, power. But where is he today? We don't even reckon with him again. There is no authority in him. He had no dominion. But God gave man authority, so that man can exercise power and have dominion. Three things, key things. So, what happened thereafter? The devil, remember, has been cast down with a third of the angels in heaven. The devil was cast down without power, without authority, and without dominion. So the devil, knowing who he is, covetous, a liar, a cheat, the one who we want to steal, give him opportunity, he will destroy if you don't allow him to steal. now has to say, what am I doing here? And man created by God can even be more powerful, have dominion, authority over me. And that is the purpose of the devil visiting Eve in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3. I'm sure we are all aware with that. And all that Satan did was just to get that authority, that power, and dominion. That's all what he went there to do. And he knew the moment he got it, that which God did not allow him to do in heaven, he can now begin to do it on earth. When you hear the story of people who turn themselves to be rebels and begin to fight against nation, what used to happen is that they needed power, authority. And once the nation, leadership of the nation will not allow them, they go into the bush. And then they now create an empire for themselves there, so that they can now fight back. Anyone who is there under will come under their own government. And that's what the devil did. On three or so separate occasions, I'm taking us to this thing so that I will take us to the key issue. On three separate occasions, during the time of Noah, God tried to reestablish. God gave opportunity to man. He said, I know the devil has taken away this subtly from you. Your authority, your power, your dominion. So he gave another opportunity to man to get those three key things back. And that is why there was another covenant with Noah. But again, what happened? Man lost it. After Noah and his immediate generation, man lost it. God has to look for another opportunity through Abraham. The same thing. The children of Israel on their own handed over their authority, power, and dominion. Handed them over. At a point, they even called themselves grasshoppers. So when that also failed, God, who is faithful, created yet another opportunity through Moses. When you go to Exodus in chapter 2, you discover what happened there. Moses was already created by God in order to be used. But what happened? Even his own people, they were the first to reject him. You have come again. What is it? You want to kill me as you kill the Egyptian? And the man in the palace became a fugitive, brought up in the palace. But God was not done yet. I pray concerning you today. It doesn't matter where you think you are. My God is not yet finished with you in the name of Jesus. So at the end, God has to say, finally, I must finish this once and for all. And he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. When Jesus came, the devil knew. Because the devil knew that Jesus was coming to restore our authority, our power, and our dominion back unto us. The devil knew. The devil was not after our Lord. No, he knew. It was the issue now of that which he has already collected. And so the first thing the devil did was to set up who? King what? Those of us who have the Bible suited. King Herod? What was his problem? He just had king was born. The issue was not because King Herod was afraid of a king taking over from him. No. It was the devil that wanted to terminate the life of Jesus before even his ministry could start. I pray concerning you. No one, no power will interfere with your life until you fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. When that failed, and we are now coming close to the issue, because the devil now knew that this was the last attempt of God. He knew his son that has come will do that which his father has sent him to do. And I pray that which God has written and purposed concerning you, no one will terminate it in the name of Jesus. So, what the devil did when he failed, when you go to Luke chapter 4, if you look at Luke chapter 4 from verses 1 to 11 or so, the temptation of Jesus Christ was actually to make sure that let me kill him. Let me destroy him. Because before he can even start, if that attempt failed, this time around, he's going to get away with it. I want us to look at a particular verse. Can we go to Luke chapter 4? Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, listen to this, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is what? Delivered unto me. Who delivered it to him? He stole it from Adam and Eve. He said, and to whomever, come and see that pride and effrontery. Whoever I like, I will give. I'm in charge. In any case, the devil is still telling you he's in charge in your life. He has failed permanently in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And of course, Jesus knew. It is about authority, power, and dominion. And Jesus said, it can work. But even then, the Bible records that the devil just left him for a moment. He brought Judas, an insider, to betray him. He made sure the same people that Jesus came to rescue, to restore, that authority, power, and dominion were against him, and they crucified him. But praise the Lord God Almighty. He rose to victory. He finished the work on the cross of Calvary. Everything concerning you has been finished.
Amen.
And no one can reverse it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, I am here to tell you this morning, your authority, your power, your dominion has been restored.
Amen.
What are you doing with them? We can no more be at the level where we are again. You cannot have fear. You can't be intimidated any longer. Jesus has finished it and has delivered the authority unto you, the power unto you, and the dominion. Why are we still allowing the devil, who has lost it in any way, to still come and tell us that he's in charge? Why, brethren, are we still saying, oh, when we even want to tell the devil, we begin to talk to the devil as if we are mates, equal partner in the business. He's not a partner in that business. He has lost it. And therefore, when you talk to him, you should be talking to him as a person who has lost. He has lost it. Why are we still there? And we cannot exercise the authority, the dominion, and take over, I mean the power, and take over the dominion. I'm here to encourage you this morning that as you walk out of this sanctuary today, whatever is there, that you must take over. Go and take it over in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Anywhere you are supposed to have influence, go and have influence in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever your dominion is supposed to reach, wherever the influence of your power is supposed to reach, go, go and manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the encouragement I brought for you, my brethren. And the thing that can hinder us, I just feel, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Bless you, O God. As somebody who is afraid, you are so afraid to put your faith to work. You are so afraid. And it's because of what you see around you. And probably what you hear. I beg you, as you get out of here, block your ears. You know you can close your eyes to some things? Close your eyes to those things that distract you. And put your faith to test. Remove that fear. Because it's the devil who is trying to tell you that, oh, he's in charge. He's no more in charge. Despite the provision that God has made, despite that provision, everything laid out, restoration of authority, power, and dominion. It's not all believers. I'm not even talking of men out there. It's not everybody, believers, who can be victorious. For us now to be victorious, our faith and the word of God have to be paramount to us. When you go to Luke 17:5-6, the disciples were telling Jesus, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if only you know, if you have faith like a seed of mustard. We still pray, Father, empower me, increase my faith. Well, you are already carrying it. And Jesus is saying, if only you can put your faith to work. Brethren, never assume faith. Don't assume faith. Develop it. Never assume it. Develop it. Faith, it said in Hebrews, comes by hearing. And hearing, but I want to tell us, brethren, beyond that, faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. You can hear and not understand. We overcome. Not because we are born again. Not because we come to church. Not because we are Christian. But because our faith is active. If your faith is not active, you can't overcome. Victory can be guaranteed if we are born again. But when we utilize the word of faith. We can be free to take over all this provision, but not because we are born again, brethren. Not because we are Christians. Not because we are a worker. Not because we are ministers. Not because we are here. Not because we come to church. No. But because we take responsibility to build up our faith. There's so much ganging up in the kingdom of darkness. And unless you allow your faith to wake up so that you can stand against those gang up, devil will still come again and say, after all, they collected it on your behalf and gave you, I want it back. But anytime the devil comes, God will raise a standard against him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, as I conclude, the word of God and faith in the word of God is mighty. But this word of God will be meaningless, will be useless if we don't utilize it. The Bible says, read it, hear it, meditate in it. But you must believe in it and you must use it. I just hope from today, all those things that have been intimidating you, that from now, you know you have your dominion. It doesn't matter where you are. Anywhere you are, you are supposed to exercise authority, power, and dominion. That's why you are called children of God. Shall we rise? I want us to just pray quickly. Two prayers. First one is an individual prayer. In any way, you are still struggling to take even the possession of that which has already been released unto you. In any way, you are still struggling to actually actualize the authority, the power, the dominion. In any way, you are still frightened and fearful. Talk to this awesome God this morning and say, Father, please help me. Only you can help me. Only you, oh God, can help me. Please help me, Lord. Help me, oh Lord. I do not want to share my authority, my power, my dominion with the devil any longer. I want to manifest in it. I want to exercise it. Please help me, Lord. Please help me. Help me, Father. Help me, oh God. Help me. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Yeah. Our final prayer before I hand over to the pastor. We are going to pray. I want us to just join hands, please. I want us to pray for our church and this city of Stamford. When you go to Jeremiah, please, quickly. Technical, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11. Jeremiah 10, 11. Quickly, quickly. Thus shall ye say unto them. Who are the them? The gods that have not made the heavens and the earth. They shall perish from the earth and from under this heaven. All the gods that are saying this church must not move forward. All the gods that are saying Stamford must not bow to Christ. They have never made heaven and earth. We are going to lift up our voice. Let them perish according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. All the gods who have not made the heavens and earth. Only you, our God, has made the heavens and the earth. And who has said no restoration arena will not move forward? Who has said that Stamford will not bow to the kingdom of God? Let these girls perish in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we just stretch our hands towards our dead and pray for him? And the Lord.